Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. Today's date is January 22nd, 2022. And this is episode 99, season 4. And today I have a special episode to discuss with you. And it's a tribute to Bill Jackson. And he was the performer, creator of some wonderful memorable shows, of Cartoon Town, Giggle Snort Hotel, and many others. And I will talk about his beginning of the career and his characters that he created. Also, my memories of watching him on television. This episode could be parts 1 and 2. We'll see how it goes and how much material I will cover. So thank you for joining me. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break, and this program is brought to you by Cheerios. And here is a vintage commercial from 1976. It has a classic jingle. It, like I said before, has on many episodes, you can't get it out of your head. So here we go. Gonna get a powerful start today. Gonna have some powerful good Cheerios. Gonna get a powerful good feeling from Cheerios.
Toast, juice, milk, and Cheerios. Powerful good.
Cheerios.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Cheerios. Product still around. I eat Honey Nut Cheerios sometimes for breakfast. I like that better. It's very good. It's an adult cereal, like Special K. Remember Product 19? I don't make that anymore. Anyway, thanks for joining me. I'll discuss Bill Jackson of these wonderful shows he created: Cartoon Town, Giggle Snort Hotel. He also one of his first shows was Clown Alley, and I'll get into more detail about that. Let's see. A few things I want to discuss. I want to talk about before we get started. We had two celebrity deaths this week. One was Meatloaf, the singer. One memory about him was, he performed on Saturday Night Live in the late 70s, and I saw that when I was a teenager at Bogan High School, and his performance was electrifying. He was wonderful. He was a wonderful performer, and one of his famous songs is 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad. I can't get that song out of my head because it's a wonderful song. So, and the other celebrity death is Louis Anderson, and he was a funny comedian, you know, great guy. He hosted Family Feud, which I remember watching. He was a good game show host. I think better than the others. I hate to say that, but better than Steve Harvey. I don't know why. And but Richard Dawson's the best, no doubt about it. And I posted a photo of him, of Louis Anderson, when it was his third movie role in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, that 1986 movie, and he played the delivery man, which I never knew. You know, I've seen the movie maybe once in the theater. That was it. You know, I like to see it again, but I never knew he was in there. And he was on there for a little while, you know, not very long, very brief. So my condolences to the families, you know, and that's a rough week, you know, for a lot of famous people dying. And, of course, Bill Jackson. You know, he passed away on January 17th, and that was the day where I published my last podcast episode. I did Bob Bell's 100th birthday, which he played Bozo Circus on WGN TV Channel 9. Okay, right now I'm going to talk a little bit about Bill Jackson, about where he was born and how he got his career started. And here we go. He was, his full name was Bill Ray Jackson, born September 15th, 1935, born in Unionville, Missouri. I looked up in the map, and it's like up northern Missouri, right out there. Not very big. And his father worked at a traveling carnival. And while they would travel, when the carnival was on route, you know, going from city to city, Bill started drawing. And I think he learned that from his dad, probably, or he learned from himself. And he drew a lot of from comic strips. His favorite were Little Abner and Donald Duck. And then he graduated from University of Missouri School of Journalism. So that's good. I didn't know he was college educated. And then his first job was in Iowa. He was a weatherman, a copywriter, and the station's art director. And that was in Ottumwa, Iowa. I can't say that word very hard. Then he joined the Army. And then he hosted a children's show in 1960 in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And it was called Popeye and Little Rascals Club. I think they show cartoons, and he hosted that. And he did that for a couple of years. Then he moved to Indianapolis, and he stayed there for 3 years. And he hosted the Mickey Mouse Club. I think it was reruns. And then it was named the Bill Jackson Show. And then that's where he created his famous character, Dirty Dragon, which we all know and love. And let's see. So, and then he left, and then he came to Chicago. And then in 1965, he started a show called Clown Alley, and he played Freckles the Clown. And according to sources, that he did not like that. He didn't like dressing up a clown. He disliked it. And it was a live show. It was there for 2 years. And then there was a Sunday morning show. It was taped. And it was called Here Come Freckles. And most of the characters of the from his Cartoon Town show were there. There was Dirty Dragon, there was Fenster, the old professor, and also the Thup Twangers. You know, I'll talk about the characters later on. And someone from WFLD TV Channel 32 contacted him and said, would you like to host a show? And he said, yeah. The Cartoon Town premiered on, let's see, February of 1968. And later on, it was called BJ and the Dirty Dragon Show. And that ran for 6 years, a long time, you know. And there are clips on YouTube. You could see the early shows, the set was so colorful. There was the post office where Dirty Dragon worked. He always said, "There's no mail," yelling at that. There's also BJ had his desk, and he had a talking suggestion box, you know. And then between the shows, he would draw. You know, I think somebody would send in and request him. And he was a wonderful artist, talented. Oh, beautiful. You would be mesmerized by what he wrote. Believe me, you would be. And then he had more characters on the show. The Blob. We all know the Blob. I'll get into him in a minute. So, but you know, when Dirty Dragon was the mailman, he would most of the time he would eat the mail, or he would blow smoke all over the place. You know, I don't know how they cough like that. You know, if I was around, it's like smoking a big cigar sort of thing. And my first memory of watching that on Channel 32 of the show, I think it was about like in the early 70s. I lived in Roseland, in the Roseland neighborhood of Chicago. I had a black and white TV set, and I was mesmerized by that. That was on at 3 o'clock. Oh, I was like, oh my God, this is great. I wish I was in that world. And most of the characters, that I remember mostly was Mother Plumtree, Fenster the Old Professor, Weird. It was one of my favorites. And Wally Goodscout and the Thumb Twangers, of course, and W.C. Cornfield, Gus Gus Gorilla, and many others I will get into more later. Okay. And right now I'm going to play a clip. And this is from the TV. This is from not from Cartoon Town, from Giggle Snort Hotel. And I found on YouTube, and it's courtesy of FuzzyTVMemories.tv by Rick Klein. And it's about Blob getting prepared for a date with the help of BJ. So just listen to this clip. It is hilarious. You know, can you imagine Blob going on a date? I mean, I don't. I think her name was Florence, and she's probably a female Blob. I assume, you know, because Blob was the town monument of Cartoon Town. Okay. So here's a clip of BJ helping Blob getting prepared to go on a date. Here we go.
Now, let's see, some eyes that say, don't you want to go on a date with me, Florence?
Oh, yeah.
Yes! You're not kidding. All right, hang on there. Now, listen, I'm not going to send you out looking like any old ragtag either. We are going to do the hotel statuary up in fine style. Look at this bow tie, little bow tie there.
Right, right. Oh, right, great.
Yeah, got this straight from Fred Astaire. Yes, I did. Look at that. Oh, yes. Now, one last thing. When you call on the ladies, sometimes it's nice to take a little something, token of esteem, you know, and yeah, you better believe it. Right here, you're going to win her. Oh, yes. All right, get a hold there. Now, when you get over there, right, show her those flowers and ask her for the date. Okay, Blob, I hope you and Florence have a nice time, all right? Yeah, right. Hey, and don't forget, be in early. Yeah, because I'm going to wait up.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that clip. The sound that Blob makes cracks me up. I read somewhere that that's Bill Jackson doing the voices of the Blob. I think this is true. I'm not sure. But according to sources, that he took a tape recorder and a metal waste paper can, you know, waste bag, and then he just hit the record button and started talking gibberish. He was like, rah, 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 like that. Yeah. I'll try that sometime. It's probably hilarious. And it's amazing. But they use the same, you know, dialogue, you know, throughout the years. But I think he was the most endearing character of the entire series, Blob and Weird, you know, because you saw how Weird was with the hair and the big eyes, you know, and he was a goofball. But he was lovable goofball. Okay. So, like I said before, the show ran from until 1974. Then, because there was a change in management at Channel 32, and Bill Jackson got dumped, and so did other people. But then he got a call from WGN and asked him to do the show. Oh, incidentally, the show was on 3:30 in the afternoon on Channel 32. Then it moved to 12 o'clock against right up against Bozo Circus. Bad idea. Didn't work. You know, we didn't have VCRs back then or DVRs, you know, to record. Anyway, so the show moved to WGN. It only ran for 1 year. I saw there's clips on YouTube. They were recently uploaded. You could check them out. They're not the same. I mean, they're not really. I mean, they're very enjoyable. The ones in Channel 32 were better. And they changed the town from Cartoon Town to Carefree Corners. I don't know why. And all the characters were there. That hasn't changed. They were all there. And then in 1975, he moved over to WLS TV Channel 7, and it was Giggle Snort Hotel. And that was aired on Sunday mornings for three years, with 78 episodes. I used to watch that every Sunday, but I didn't watch the whole thing because I had to go to church, you know, with my mom and mostly my mother and my brothers. You know, we were, so that I hardly ever saw, but I did catch the reruns, thank God. And I loved the show. I really did, but I like Cartoon Town better. But all the characters were there. And there was one character that was created for that show, and that was Old Man Gigglesnort. He looked like a captain, and he was the owner of the hotel. BJ was a hotel clerk. Dirty Dragon was the janitor, and I think Weird was the bellboy. Of course, there were other characters that appeared: Mother Plumtree, Fenster, Wally, Good Scott, also Dr. Doompuss, causing trouble. I'll get into him in a second. And and that ran until 1978, and it was syndicated for many years. And it's on video, some of them on VHS, but you can find them on eBay. But you know, Bill Jackson had his own website, and you could purchase them there at the time. But I think he shut it down years later. He had a lot of things on sale. You know, and I didn't buy any of them. Maybe I will, you know, just to, you know, maybe catch up. But I have a feeling WLS on Channel 7, they have a library of all of them. They should just package them on all of them on DVD. Believe me, a lot of people would buy them, including myself. You know, so that would be awesome. Okay. Right now I'm going to talk about the characters. Excuse me. And I will read almost all the characters that I remembered, and they were cast. I mean, there might be a couple I might miss, but forgive me. And then I will talk about a couple memories of the show. Okay, and we have Mother Plumtree, Fenster, the old professor. We have the Thump Twangers. We have Myrtle, Maynard, Marvin, and there's one more. I'm trying to look. And Minnie. There were four of them. Also, Dirty Dragon, of course. W.C. Cornfield. That's based on W.C. Fields. But he talked like W.C. Fields, the comedian. And I remember him holding a ear of corn and in his hand all the time. And he told jokes. He's an interesting character. And let's see, we also have the Lemon Joe Kid. Now, a lot of people thought that was Weird in disguise, and it was not true. It was really Weird's cousin. So the Lemon Joe Kid, this was his, his modus operandi, I think you say that. If someone would read a bad joke, he would have these lemons, they would bomb at you, and you become puckerized. You know, you have a sourpuss look. He was a nasty, cunning guy, you know. And BJ and Dirty Dragon did some tours around Chicago. I have a picture of him. He went to Evergreen Plaza in Evergreen Park, Illinois. He also went to Fort City Shopping Center in Chicago, where I grew, you know, right near where I grew up. And he was there in the late 60s and 70s. He did about maybe three or four appearances. He traveled around the city. And there was one where he went to the Back of the Yards Fair. And there was a stunt where BJ was being held prisoner by the Lemon Joe Kid. And it was a guy in a costume. And that was, a lot of people said that was very entertaining. That was a very... one of the highlights of one of the tours. Anyway, so it was not Weird. It was not Weird at all. It was his cousin. Okay, and also, let's see who else. Oh, we also have they did show Blast Off to Mars. I think that's what it was called. And the characters was Martians. It was Ferguson S. Martian, nicknamed Fergie, and also his sister, Fufu. I like that name. And also there was Gus Gus the Gorilla, and of course, Mertz the Martian Meanie. And he was a meanie, but sometimes he was a nice guy. You know, he was like a double agent, you know. And I wonder if they got Mertz from Fred Mertz from Wild Lucy. Maybe. I don't know. And also the sponsor of the show of BJ and the Dirty Dragon, you know, Cartoon Town, was Maurice Lennell Cookies. And he was the spokesman. And I remember that. That's a lot of people still miss those cookies to this day, especially the pinwheels. Oh, I miss them. They're wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And you can find the clips on YouTube for that. Also, I'll talk about a couple. Also, there were some, he sent out some kits, and it's for muscular dystrophy. And you had a carnival kit, and you would raise money, you know, for muscular dystrophy. You would have like a little carnival in your backyard. And also they had a campaign going for Dirty Dragon for president. That was very popular. And some guys dressed up as Dirty Dragon or other characters, you know, they were not puppets, but live people doing that. Also, I'll talk about a couple memories of the show real quickly. There was also Dirty Dragon Meet the Monsters. I have that on DVD. And I sent it in, and I received a drawing from BJ, you know, from Bill Jackson, also an autographed picture. I think the autographed picture came with the documentary from Cartoon Town. So, and he signed my name, and I treasured that very much. I loved it. What a nice man. He did this to everybody. You know, he was so kind. And let's see. So, yeah, one member was Dirty Dragon Meets the Monsters. And it was Wolf Wally and Frankenweird. They looked like Wally Goodscout and Weird, but they were the monster versions, you know. And Dr. Doompuss was not in it, which I'll get to him. And I love that. I have it on DVD, and it's a serialized story. So it's like in the old days where you go into the movie theater and you watch that, you know. And then the second memorable thing I remember from the show was one time Mertz, the meanie, was going to talk to Dr. Doompuss. He went to his castle, and then Dr. Doompuss set a trap for him. And he had a box of gloom dust, and he turned Mertz into a very nasty guy. So they joined together in cahoots, you know, to terrorize the town, and they tried to turn everybody into monsters. And I remember one scene where the first victim was Fenster, and they turned him into a monster. So they took the gloom dust, and Mertz had his magic wand, and boom, Fenster became a monster. And then Fenster went home, waited for Mother Plumtree, and then they cornered her, and they turned her into a monster as well. Also, the next victim was the Blob. They turned him into a monster, you know. And I think the final scene of the plot was Mertz was heading toward Bill Jackson, and he was going to take the gloom dust and do that. But you see, Dirty Dragon didn't have any smoke. He couldn't breathe fire. But as soon as he Mertz approached him, you know, BJ, Dirty Dragon regained his smoke and blew the gloom dust, I think it's Doom Gust or Gloom Dust, off Mertz, and it became normal again. I wish it was on videotape because I enjoyed that very much. Okay. And then, so after that, so there were some specials that Bill Jackson did. He did a one-shot holiday special called Gift for Granny, which aired on Channel 5 on WMAQ in 1974. I hope there's a DVD version of that. That'd be great. And so another Chicago television legend has passed away. And when it was announced he died, a lot of people were very sad. You know, part of your childhood died also. So he was a wonderful man. And thank you. Thank you, Bill Jackson, for entertaining us. You know, we're going to miss you. And all the puppets are donated to the Museum of Broadcasting Center in downtown Chicago. You can go over there. They're on display. You can take a look at them. I haven't done that yet. I would like to soon. And we'll see. Okay. So I made it under the radar. And I talked about it. So thank you for joining me. I enjoyed talking about Bill Jackson and his legacy and my memories and all his characters. And so this is episode 99, season 4. Next episode is the milestone, episode 100. I have a couple things in mind what to talk about. It'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. So this is Pete Costanez, host of Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me again, you know, and I hope you enjoyed the show. I did. I enjoyed talking about it. So right now, so long, everybody. And here is Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying goodbye. Take care, everybody.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.